60 years ago this month, a musical icon was born. Nobody's sure of the exact day, at least no one at Fender Guitars could tell us, but we do know that it was sometime in February of 1951 that the Telecaster came to life. NPR music librarian Robert Goldstein couldn't let the birthday pass without a celebration.
If you've listened to any kind of popular music from the last 60 years, you've heard a Telecaster. It's a sound that changed guitar making, guitar playing, and ultimately popular music. There had been efforts to design a solid-body electric guitar since the 1930s, but it wasn't until Leo Fender introduced the perfect blend of musical form and function that fundamental problems were resolved. The Telecaster could be mass-produced, was easy to repair, and unlike a traditional hollow-body electrified guitar, could be played loud without feedback. The Telecaster's exact birth date is unclear. Legal issues loomed over the guitar's original name, Broadcaster, and sometime in February 1951, the name officially changed to Telecaster. Country players were the new instrument's first champions. Jimmy Bryant, James Burton, Muddy Waters, Steve Cropper, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Keith Richards, Bruce Springsteen, Albert Lee, Danny Gatton, Vince Gill, Prince, Keith Urban, Johnny Greenwood. These are just a few notable guitarists who played a Telecaster. It would be a very short list of guitar greats who haven't spent some time with one. Even jazz guitarists, including Mike Stern and Ted Green. The Telecaster has been in continuous production since February 1951. For those who worship in the Church of Guitar, it holds sacred status as the eldest of the electric guitar's holy trinity, Stratocaster, Les Paul, and Telecaster. The closest I've come to ever grasping any sort of holy relic happened nearly 40 years ago, when with his bemused approval, I somehow mustered the temerity to play the legendary Roy Buchanan's battered early 1950s Tele. But listen to what he could do with it. For the Telecaster, it's been a remarkably popular and active life, and a birthday any 60-year-old would celebrate, loudly.
A little Telecaster-driven ditty there called Sweet Dreams by Roy Buchanan. Robert Goldstein is NPR's music librarian. He's a guitarist himself. He used to play with the Urban Verbs. You can see videos of the Telecaster in action at nprmusic.org.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.